Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and wherever you're listening around the world, welcome or welcome back to the EV News Daily Podcast. This is your part two, if you like, for Saturday the 14th of April. There's the regular news edition, which if you want to go and download that, it was published just a couple of minutes ago. So in your timeline, in your podcast feed, in your RSS feed, it'll be just before this one. But I did say on that podcast that I wanted to take all of the audio from the Elon Musk CBS interview, which has now been broadcast on YouTube, and we were able to put it online as a podcast now, and take all the little different videos which were released. There were several of them, actually. Some in the factory, some in an interview setting, some in the car that he was driving, a Model 3. And just take the bits of Elon, take out a lot of the TV commentary, and put them into one podcast, and that is what this is. Well, CBS got underway by saying the pioneering electric car company Tesla has suffered a series of very public challenges since the beginning of the year. Its high-profile CEO, Elon Musk, called this a period of production hell. Most of the troubles revolve around the company's Model 3 sedan, they say, its first mid-priced, mass-produced electric car. Well, the audio is 9 minutes long. I hope you enjoy it. And if you have any comments, then please do leave a comment on whatever platform you like to enjoy the podcast on every day. Before I leave you, and I will leave you with the audio, by the way, of Elon speaking. I won't come back at the end of it. You can subscribe if you want to on any of the platforms that you get us on, which is iTunes, Google Play, Spotify put us on, which is really kind of them because it's kind of a curated platform they do. Also, YouTube. We put the audio on YouTube, and I can't believe how many people just listen to the audio on YouTube. Tune in. The blog, which is evnewsdaily.com, on all of those places you can subscribe so you get it first and free and automatically, the news edition every day that is, and of course leave a comment or say hi on our socials on Facebook, LinkedIn or Twitter. I will let Elon take it away.
Various body sub-assemblies get created and then we'll reach the end of the body production line and you'll see a completed car body.
Oh, okay.
I think it's quite fascinating to see the skeleton of the car getting constructed. It's been like Westworld for cars. In terms of the dimensional precision, and we're not there yet, but I think we're getting there very quickly. I want the Model 3 to be so accurate, like you can use it as a yardstick.
A yardstick?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like an antiquated term, but I mean, it's like if you have a tape measure or something and the tape measure gives a different number than the size of the car, your tape measure is wrong. Oh, this is a dimensional engineering lab. This is kind of cool. So we're putting a tremendous amount of effort into ensuring that the gaps and flushness and the dimensions of the car are incredibly precise. And we just keep at it and at it and at it until you really can't even tell with a precise instrument that there's any difference from one car to the next.
The big flat thing, is that the battery?
Yes.
That's the battery.
And then the part that's sort of what we call a penthouse, where it's going
to... At the back of it, yeah.
That's a bunch of control electronics for the battery, as well as where the car charger resides.
And it wasn't this part of the problem, getting the production of the battery?
Technically, the modules in the battery were the lagging elements of production. But okay. We're very rapidly catching up.
There's a part of me that thinks you must feel confident, otherwise you wouldn't allow cameras here.
You can literally like give us 0 seconds of notice at any point and bring your camera crew into any part of the factory at any time. Like literally, like you should do this if.
And just come with a camera.
Yes.
He's an out-of-the-box thinker. He's a businessman. He's an entrepreneur. But people that know
really
you say...
Really a businessman, I wouldn't say.
You would say?
I'm not really a businessman.
You're not a businessman? Not really. No?
No.
What are you?
I'm sure there's probably lots of analysts on Wall Street who would agree that I'm not a businessman.
Okay, well, what do you think you are?
I'm an engineer.
An engineer?
Yeah. I like engineering and design. Well, I don't sort of like look at things from like what's a rank-ordered list of priorities for based on a return on investment or something like that. I don't really do any investments. I mean, I only own one public security, and that's Tesla. That's it. I have no diversity in terms of public securities. Make new technologies, create new technologies. I mean, technology is like magic, you know? I think like technology is the closest thing to magic that we have in the real world. And so I think like engineering, creative engineering is essentially technology development. I guess maybe when I was a kid, like Lord of the Rings is my favorite book.
Is it?
Yeah, and I thought it'd be like, what's the closest thing to being a wizard in the real world? And that's like creating new technologies.
Going to look at the batteries.
We divided the assembly into three parts. and the middle part is where we put the battery pack and motor in. And so we call that marriage.
Elon, what's the hardest part? Pre-marriage, marriage, post-marriage?
Right now, marriage is the hardest part.
Marriage is the hardest part.
I'm definitely under stress. So if I seem like I'm not under stress, then I want to be clear, I'm definitely under stress.
The Model 3, still in your mind, is the face and the future of the company, is it not?
Yes, absolutely.
Elon, part of the thing I heard about the Model 3 is that there's too many robots, that maybe...
Yeah, I agree.
You think so, too? That maybe you need more people in here working?
We do.
In some cases, the robots actually slowed the production, right?
Yes, they did. We had this crazy complex network of conveyor belts, and it was not working. So we got rid of that whole thing.
This is cool, Elon.
Yeah. They're aiming for really extreme levels of precision, more than any other vehicle in the world.
He says he has resorted to pulling all-nighters at the plant.
When things get really intense, I don't have time to go home and shower and change, so I just sleep here.
I want to see. Where is that?
It's in this conference room. I mean, it's pretty boring overall, really.
It's actually cold in here, too.
Yeah, I like it cold.
So you have a... You like it cold?
I sleep on the couch over there.
So you're just laying here on the couch?
Yeah. Last time I was here, I actually slept literally on the floor because the couch was too narrow.
Yeah, I was going to say. And Elon, I have to say, it's not even a comfortable couch either.
No, it's terrible. This is not a good couch.
What does the number say for the last 7 days? What is the number?
2071.
You pleased with that?
Yeah.
For the time being?
Yeah. And we're able to unlock some of the critical things that were holding us back. From reaching 2,000 cars a week. But since then, we've continued to do 2,000 cars a week.
Do you think that this is sustainable? This pace is sustainable?
Yeah. So we'll probably have, I don't know, a 3- or 4-fold increase in Model 3 output in the second quarter.
But Elon, you may be one of the few people to see it because a lot of people looking at you don't see it.
The problem with people have, a lot of the analysts, is that kind of look in the rearview mirror instead of looking at the front windscreen.
What do you mean by that?
This has very frequently been... why people have underestimated Tesla, because they would look at Tesla's what Tesla's done in the past and use that as proxy for what we're able to do in the future.
You know people are nervous and they're worried. You are aware of that. So knowing that, why would you do an April Fool's joke that you did?
Oh, because there were all these media articles saying that Tesla's going bankrupt.
Yes.
So I thought, well, I'll just do an April Fool's joke that we did go bankrupt.
But Elon, that's not funny when people are nervous.
I mean, it's April Fool's. People should, like, lighten up, okay? Like, it should be pretty obvious, I think, that I'm not going to joke about bankruptcy if I think it's remotely real. I'm feeling pretty optimistic about where Tesla is at this point. Like, at this point, I can have a clear understanding of the path out of hell. And I did not, until recently, have a clear understanding. I need to figure out how to be better, and then we can... be better at meeting goals.
You said to your team, everybody get ready to meet the demand. We're going to be in production hell.
Yes.
But you didn't expect this kind of production hell, or did you?
No, it's worse than I thought.
Why is that? Why is it harder? What happened?
We got complacent about some of the things that we felt were our core technology. We put too much new technology into the Model 3 all at once. Mm-hmm. This should have been staged. I definitely feel stressed. Yeah, it's like we've been incredibly difficult and painful the last several months. Yeah, I mean, I'm sleeping on the factory floor, not because I think that's like a fun place to sleep.
Sleeping on the factory floor, why are you doing that?
Because I don't have time to go home and shower.
Uh-huh. It's that simple?
Yes. I don't believe like people should be experiencing hardship while the CEO is like off on vacation.
Should customers be worried? Should they be worried about what's happening with their Model 3 and when they will get their Model 3?
It's best to look at this not in an exact numerical way, but on a calendar basis. There shouldn't be a question mark as to whether somebody's going to get their car. It's just, yes, you'll definitely get your car. It's going to be 6-9 months longer than expected.
Are you saying people don't really need to be worried? This is a little hiccup right now.
It's a 6-9 month time shift. That's literally it. And three of those months have already passed.
Have you had many cancellations of the Model 3? People frustrated by the long wait?
It's mostly like people canceled because, you know, they just needed a car and we didn't have a car for them.
But do you feel, Elon Musk personally, a lot of pressure and a big burden on your shoulders because so many people believe in this product and believe in this company because of you? Because of you.
Okay, well, I will hope that faith is not misplaced.
Tesla Model 3 stands out for its sleek, minimalistic design, but it's one of the automaker's key features.
Oh my God, this is so creeping me out, though. So you're not turning, the car is turning.
Right. We can't expect people. You see how it's like warning us?
Yeah. Why did it do that?
Because my hands are not on the wheel.
Well, what's the purpose of having autopilot if you still have to put your hands on the wheel, Elon?
Because the probability of an accident with autopilot is just less.
Federal investigators are looking into last month's deadly crash in California involving a Model X.
Was there a defect with the system?
The system worked as described, which is that it's a hands-on system. It is not a self-driving system.
You do know that you ticked off the National Transportation Safety Board by releasing the results before the investigation was completed.
The NTSB take a long time to complete an investigation. They'll take a year. So I said, look, we can't wait for a year to release information. That's way too long. But it's important to emphasize it will never be perfect.
Autopilot will never be perfect.
No. I mean, nothing in the real world is perfect. I do think that long-term, it can reduce accidents by a factor of 10. So there are 10 fewer fatalities and tragedies and serious injuries. And that's a really huge difference.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.